In the news this week, Number 10's top terror advisor raises free speech concerns as he cautions against knee-jerk changes to current laws. A private member's bill in the House of Lords on so-called conversion therapy ignores religious freedom. And a call to extend Sunday trading hours in London is rebuffed by the government. Hello. The Independent Reviewer of Terrorism Legislation has warned the government against hasty amendments to current laws on extremism. In his report considering changes in the light of what he called pro-Palestine marches, Jonathan Hall, KC, told the Home Office there is good reason for caution, given the threat to free speech, and concluded, there is no need to legislate for any amendments to terrorism legislation now. It is difficult to identify any real situations where a gap in terrorism legislation means that terrorist mischief cannot currently be addressed by arrest and prosecution. But exploring possible scenarios under amended legislation, Hall did foresee a severe and unjustifiable intrusion on free expression. Only recently, Christian Institute Director Colin Hart similarly warned that proposed changes to terrorism and extremism legislation could threaten, rather than protect, fundamental freedoms. Removing vital protections for free speech would certainly give the police more powers, but it would also fundamentally undermine democracy and free speech. A bill seeking to greatly expand existing laws against so-called conversion therapy in the UK has been introduced in the House of Lords. The proposal, brought by Lib Dem peer Baroness Burt of Solihull, would impose unlimited fines on those deemed to offer any practice that assumes any sexual orientation or gender identity is inherently preferable to another, and intends to change or suppress them. Private members' bills rarely become law, but the Christian Institute has commissioned legal advice on the proposal ahead of the government's own proposed draft bill. In a statement, the Liberal Democrats claimed the bill was written to robustly differentiate between religious advice and conversion therapy. The Christian Institute's Kieran Kelly disagreed. This bill fails to define crucial terms and contains no protections for the ordinary work of churches. Any advice based on biblical sexual ethics is likely to breach its vague proposals. A trans activist has claimed he was bullied on air for stating that it's not just women who suffer from endometriosis. Steph Richards, a man who has changed legal sex, was recently appointed as CEO of Endometriosis South Coast and said that 10% of those assigned female at birth in the UK suffer from the painful condition, where tissue similar to womb lining grows outside the uterus. Woman's Hour presenter Emma Barnett took Richards to task over the remark.
There is a concern that as a trans activist now running, being a CEO of an endometriosis charity for women, that you will not preserve the importance of things like the word woman and that experience. Because in your statement on X, which is what Twitter used to be called, 10%, you say, of those assigned female at birth suffer from these awful disease. Is the word you're looking for there, woman?
I look at woman, but I also look at the issue of trans men and non-binary people. I'm happy to use the word woman now. I appreciate that the vast majority of endometriosis affects women. You probably also know, Emma, that there's 29 cases of endometriosis which has been found in men.
29?
Yeah, it's my understanding. Jodie, you're the expert.
Do you not see by even bringing this up, you could be accused of devaluing the female experience, which is why this is such a specific example of women's health?
Following the interview, Richards complained Barnett had an agenda and accused her of basically looking for problems. A BBC spokesman described the interview as fair and robust. And finally, the government has rebuffed calls to extend Sunday trading hours in London. Currently, the law prevents large stores from opening for more than 6 consecutive hours between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Sundays. Knightsbridge Partnership Business Improvement District, which supports businesses, including Harrods, claim lifting the restrictions would create an extra 2,000 jobs. But Labour MP Ellie Reeves highlighted the importance of employees' work-life balance, while a government spokesman said there are currently no plans to change the Sunday Trading Act. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.